Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, November 19th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Apple has started teasing a new 4 days of special offers shopping event that will run from Black Friday through Cyber Monday this year. Although specific details about exactly what to expect are unclear at this point, Apple has notably sat out of Black Friday retail promotions in recent years, with offers limited to Apple Store gift cards when buying iPhones, iPads, Macs, and Apple Watches. But the teaser suggests Apple has more ambitious plans this year, possibly around accessories. 3 years ago, Apple's retail SVP and former Burberry CEO Angela Arendt addressed Apple's lack of participation in Black Friday promotions by saying, quote, "Being good to your employees will always be good for business," end quote. The day after Thanksgiving in the U.S. is historically the biggest shopping day of the year, however, and Cyber Monday, a few days later, typically sees major online deals as retailers target shoppers going back to work and buying online. We'll share what deals Apple has in store as soon as we find out. Meanwhile, Apple and Microsoft are reportedly working on a fix for issues with using iCloud for Windows on the latest version of Windows 10. iCloud for Windows brings core features from Apple's cloud service to Windows users, including iCloud Drive access and Apple Photos access. Microsoft is also working with Amazon now on a new partnership that brings Skype audio and video calling to Amazon Echo speakers, although you'll need an Amazon Spot or Echo Show to enjoy video calling. Amazon Echo also gained support for Pandora Premium Music Streaming today. And Adobe Lightroom has been updated for the large displays on iPad Pro, iPhone XS, and iPhone XR. Lightroom for iPad Pro also now works with the new Apple Pencil's double tap gesture for switching between tools. In Darkroom, a powerful yet approachable photo editor for iPhone, will soon be coming to the iPad with Darkroom version 4. The image editor's developers announced the upcoming update today and invited a small pool of users to start beta testing the upcoming update. Darkroom 4 will work with split-view multitasking, keyboard shortcuts, and introduce a new landscape photo strip picker, plus introduce tons of tool improvements. And on youtube.com/9to5mac, Jeff Benjamin has reviewed the brand new 2018 MacBook Air with Retina display, something he calls the new mainstream Mac. And for the next few days, we'll check in with Trevor at 9to5toys.com for a heads up on the latest Black Friday shopping deals to look for.
Black Friday is officially here at 9to5toys, and we're working around the clock to bring you all of the best deals throughout Thanksgiving week. If you're looking for a new Apple Watch, B&H has deals on Series 3 LTE models from $279. Now, we are expecting to see Series 3 drop below $200 with just the cellular configuration later this week. If you're looking to enjoy Series 3 on the go with LTE, these deals at B&H are likely the best that you'll find throughout Black Friday. We've also partnered with Wellbots to offer 9to5toys readers exclusive discounts on some of DJI's latest drones. You can grab the DJI Mavic Air with remote controller for $679. That's going to be the best price you'll find throughout Black Friday week with our exclusive discount code. And finally, be sure to grab a discounted iTunes gift card today. You can pick up a $100 credit for just $85 with email delivery. Whether you're loading up your own iTunes movie library or want to give an iTunes credit as a gift this year, this sale is one that you're not going to want to miss. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter at 9to5toys and download the new 9to5toys iOS app. Throughout Black Friday week, this will be the best way to stay up to date on all of the hottest deals.
And let's also catch up with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. So my Saturday article was looking at the Mac's role in the K-12 market. Much of the news is often around the iPad versus the Chromebook, and oftentimes the Mac and even the PC just gets left out. And I think the number one reason is price. You know, when we're talking iPads versus Chromebooks, we're talking $300 devices versus devices that are often $220 or less. And so, but more of the point, I guess I want to make is it's not so much as the price, but where the curriculum has gone and where the content has gone. Generally, things are either 100% web-based or they're apps, often powered by a back-end web interface. And so you have to ask yourself, like, if it's on the web and we need to access it via the web, why do we need a Mac that's $1,000 or more when all you're doing is, say, launching Safari or Chrome? So I think that's what's hurt the Mac is the role of the native apps. Again, it's either an iPad app or it's a web app. Certainly tools like editing software are still much better on the Mac, but those are becoming more and more specialized. And then on Sunday, I looked at the state of the Apple TV. You know, last weekend I looked at the state of the iPad, and this weekend I looked at the state of the Apple TV. And I kind of came to the conclusion is, you know, the Apple TV is a great device. I love my 5 Apple TVs. I do think they're better than Roku's or Fire Sticks. The problem is they're kind of a me too product in certain aspects where, you know, they have a lot of the same content of those devices, and those devices are oftentimes a third of the cost. So I think the challenge for Apple over the next year or two is to start to differentiate itself with original content. I think Apple's original content, if it's a hit and if it's exclusive to the Apple TV, can really do a lot to further cement the Apple TV as the best home streaming device. Check out links to both the articles in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.